This is the reading for October 15th, Ezekiel chapter 13. The Lord spoke his word to me, saying, Human, prophesy against the prophets of Israel. Say to those who make up their own prophecies, Listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord God says. How terrible it will be for the foolish prophets who follow their own ideas and have not seen a vision from me. People of Israel, your prophets have been like wild dogs hunting to kill and eat among ruins. Israel is like a house in ruins, but you have not gone up into the broken places or repaired the wall. So how can Israel hold back the enemy in the battle on the Lord's day of judging? Your prophets see false visions and prophesy lies. They say, This is the message of the Lord, when the Lord has not sent them. But they still hope their words will come true. You said, This is the message of the Lord, but that is a false vision. Your prophecies are lies because I have not spoken. So this is what the Lord God says, Because you prophets spoke things that are false and saw visions that do not come true, I am against you, says the Lord God. I will punish the prophets who see false visions and prophesy lies. They will have no place among my people. Their names will not be written on the list of the people of Israel, and they will not enter the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord God. It is because they lead my people the wrong way by saying peace when there is no peace. When the people build a weak wall, the prophets cover it with whitewash to make it look strong. So tell those who cover a weak wall with whitewash that it will fall down. Rain will pour down, hailstones will fall, and a stormy wind will break the wall down. When the wall has fallen, people will ask you, Where is the whitewash you used on the wall? So this is what the Lord God says, I will break the wall with a stormy wind. In my anger, rain will pour down and hailstones will destroy the wall. I will tear down the wall on which you put whitewash. I will level it to the ground so that people will see the wall's foundation. And when the wall falls, you will be destroyed under it. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I will carry out my anger on the wall and against those who covered it with whitewash. Then I will tell you, the wall is gone, and those who covered it with whitewash are gone. The prophets of Israel who prophesy to Jerusalem and who see visions of peace for the city, when there is no peace, will be gone, says the Lord God. Now, human, look toward the women among your people who make up their own prophecies. Prophesy against them, say, This is what the Lord God says. How terrible it will be for women who sew magic charms on their wrists and make veils of every length to trap people. You ruin the lives of my people, but try to save your own lives. For handfuls of barley and pieces of bread, you have dishonored me among my people. By lying to my people who listen to lies, you have killed people who should not die, and you have kept alive those who should not live. So this is what the Lord God says, I am against your magic charms by which you trap people as if they were birds. I will tear those charms off your arms, and I will free those people you have trapped like birds. I will also tear off your veils and save my people from your hands. There will no longer be trapped by your power. Then you will know that I am the Lord. By your lies you have caused those who did right to be sad, when I did not make them sad. And you have encouraged the wicked not to stop being wicked, which would have saved their lives. So you will not see false visions or prophesy anymore. And I will save my people from your power, so you will know that I am the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 14. Some of the older leaders of Israel came to me and sat down in front of me. Then the Lord spoke his word to me, saying, Human, these men want to worship idols. They put up evil things that cause people to sin. Should I allow them to ask me for help? So speak to them and tell them, This is what the Lord God says. When any of the people of Israel want to worship idols and put up evil things that cause people to sin and then come to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer them myself for worshiping idols. Then I will win back my people Israel who have left me because of all their idols. So say to the people of Israel, This is what the Lord God says, Change your hearts and lives and stop worshiping idols. stop doing all the things I hate. Any of the Israelites or foreigners in Israel can separate themselves from me by wanting to worship idols or by putting up the things that cause people to sin. Then if they come to the prophet to ask me questions, I, the Lord, will answer them myself. I will reject them. I will make them a sign and an example, and I will separate them from my people. Then you will know that I am the Lord. But if the prophet is tricked into giving a prophecy, it is because I, the Lord, have tricked that prophet to speak. Then I will use my power against him and destroy him from among my people Israel. The prophet will be as guilty as the one who asks him for help. Both will be responsible for their guilt. Then the nation of Israel will not leave me anymore or make themselves unclean anymore with all their sins. They will be my people, and I will be their God, says the Lord God. The Lord spoke his word to me, saying, Human, if the people of a country sin against me by not being loyal, I will use my power against them. I will cut off their supply of food and send a time of hunger, destroying both people and animals. Even if three great men like Noah, Daniel, and Job were in that country, their goodness could save only themselves, says the Lord God. Or I might send wild animals into that land, leaving the land empty and without children. Then no one would pass through it because of the animals. As surely as I live, says the Lord God, even if Noah, Daniel, and Job were in the land, they could not save their own sons or daughters. They could save only themselves, but that country would become empty. Or I might bring a war against that country. I might say, let a war be fought in that land, in this way destroying its people and its animals. As surely as I live, says the Lord God, even if those three men were in the land, they could not save their sons or daughters. They could save only themselves. Or I might cause a disease to spread in that country. I might pour out my anger against it, destroying and killing people and animals. As surely as I live, says the Lord God, even if Noah, Daniel, and Job were in the land, they could not save their son or daughter. They could save only themselves because they did what was right. This is what the Lord God says. My plans for Jerusalem are much worse. I will send my four terrible punishments against it. War, hunger, wild animals, and disease, to destroy its people and animals. But some people will escape. Some sons and daughters will be led out. They will come out to you, and you will see what happens to people who live as they did. Then you will be comforted after the disasters I have brought against Jerusalem, after all the things I have brought against it. You will be comforted when you see what happens to them for living as they did, because you will know there was a good reason for what I did to Jerusalem, says the Lord God.